Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call
563-999-3560.
That's
563-999-3560.
And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show. It's Friday! And I want to welcome everybody to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and right now I want to talk about Major League Baseball. This will be the last weekend of the regular season, and the playoffs will start soon after. So let's talk Major League Baseball.
Me out to the ball game, take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack? You want to get some crack? Okay, that sounds good.
I don't care if we never get back. Let me root, root, root for the home.
All right, Las Vegas and everybody in the world, we're talking about Major League Baseball. And today should be the last game of the season. And next week, it should start the playoffs. So the teams have jockeyed for position, and now they should be set up to play in the playoffs. So let's see. The American League, the top 5 teams in the American League, are as follows. The Houston Astros are in first place. The New York Yankees are in second place. The Toronto Blue Jays are in third place. And the Cleveland Guardians are in fourth place. And the Tampa Bay Devil Rays are in fifth place. And that's the top 5 teams in the American League. Now, let's talk about the National League. They've had a lot of teams that have been battling for position, and now they've ended up with these top 5 teams in the National League. In first place, the Los Angeles Dodgers. In second place, the New York Mets. In third place, the Atlanta Braves. In fourth place, the San Diego Padres. And in fifth place, it's the St. Louis Cardinals. And that's the top 5 teams in the National League. So they will be playing in the playoffs starting next week. And we'll see what happens with the teams in the Major League Baseball. So that's G-Money Sports Report for Major League Baseball. Now let's talk about the NFL. They had a big game yesterday on Thursday. So let's talk about the game that played yesterday. DJ Papa D, do we have an intro for the NFL? All right, DJ Papa D. Yesterday was a good game. I know they had two good teams that played yesterday, but I don't know who they were. So help me out. Who played yesterday and who won the game? Let's see. Was it the Denver Broncos that played against the Buffalo Bills?
No. Yesterday, the Indianapolis Colts beat the Denver Broncos 12-9.
Wow. 12-9. Wow, that was a low-scoring game. And the Indianapolis Colts beat the Denver Broncos? Wow, that was totally off my radar. All right, I thought Denver would beat Indianapolis. So that's a loss for me. In the start of week number 5, I started off losing. That sounds like what happened last week. In week number 4, I lost the first game of the week. So here I am again, losing the first game of the week. My Denver Broncos let me down. They got beat by the Indianapolis Colts. And the Colts must be playing better than I thought they were. That's like 3 wins in a row for the Indianapolis Colts. All right. Well, that's the Major League, the National Football League, game 1 of week number 5. So that's a loss for G Money. That's how I started off week number 5. Hopefully it'll get better as the week goes on. So now let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show and some music in a minute.
So I've made it back to the train station. But all my group has left me. The only person that's waiting for me is my French teacher. And I was going to have to spend the night with him because he tried to get us a ticket out so that we could get to the bullfight Sunday morning. But there was no more trains out that night. So then we had to go find a hotel. And since it was just me and him, we only got one room with one bed. And I mean, I had to sleep in the bed with my French teacher. I really wasn't liking that idea. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a problem. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight because I'm thinking he might try to make a move on me. Everybody came out, the Alphas and the Kappas and the Qs and the AKAs and the Deltas and the Zetas all came out to see the boys in the blue and white throw down. Brother! My friend! Brother!
floor. Oh, my baby, falling off Sigmund to the floor. Oh, my baby, won't, 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 my baby, won't. Got in there and played a couple of games of dominoes and drank me a couple more beers. And then I said, all right, people, I got to leave because I got to go out here and make some more money. So I was walking around trying to sell the last of the 12 sodas. And this man walked up to me, and he looked over my sodas, and he said, yeah, he wanted to buy some sodas. But he was drunk, and he pulled his money out, and he dropped his money all on the ground. So I reached down, and I picked it up for him, and I was handing it to him. And he backed up and tripped over his barbecue pit. And all of the barbecue briquettes fell on him and caught his clothes on fire. His shirt was burning up. And I was standing there looking at him, and he was on fire. And I said, whoa, he's on fire. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worth and pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm welcoming everybody to today's radio show. All right, well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a joke for you. Why did the homeless turtle cross the road? You don't know? Because he had to go to the Shell station. Why does a bear wear a big fur coat? Because he'd look really silly wearing a sweater. There were three old ladies that were living together. They were sisters, and the oldest sister was 96 years old, and then her middle sister was 94 years old, and her baby sister was 92 years old. And so the oldest sister drew a bath so she could take a bath. And when she stepped in the bathtub, she couldn't remember if she was getting in or getting out. So she called her other sister. And her other sister said, "Okay, sister, I'm coming." And she started walking up the stairs. But halfway up the stairs, she couldn't remember if she was going up or going down the stairs. So they called their third sister that was sitting in the kitchen eating breakfast. And they said, "Sister, sister, we need your help." And she said, "Oh, my goodness, I'm so glad I'm not old like my sister and that I can't remember anything. I can't remember a thing. So I'm glad I haven't lost my memory. Knock on wood." And then the sister said, "Sister, sister, we need your help. Come up here and help us." And she said, "Okay, I'll be up in a minute. Just let me answer the door first." I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. There were two men sitting under a tree. And one man was reading a newspaper, and the other man was typing on the typewriter. And a lion came, and the lion ate the man that was reading the newspaper, and he left the other man alone. He walked off, because I guess carnivores know that readers digest and writers cramp. Woo! All right, then. That was a man and a wife that were married, and they were trying to have a baby, and no matter what they did, they couldn't have a baby. The wife couldn't get pregnant. So they decided that they were going to talk to their neighborhood priest, and they were going to see if he could pray for them so that they could get pregnant and have a family. So the man decided that he wanted to invite the priest over to his house for dinner. And he had his wife cook a big, fabulous meal for them to sit down and eat at the dinner table. So the priest showed up, and they invited him in, and he sat down at the kitchen table, and the wife put the spread that she prepared for the meal on the table. and the priest and her husband and herself, they prayed over the meal, and then they ate the meal. And the priest was like, this meal is really good. I'm really glad that you invited me over for dinner. And then the man started talking to the priest. He said, well, the reason we invited you over here is because we're trying to get pregnant. We're trying to have a baby, and we're trying to have a family. We've been married for 2 years, and we've been trying to get pregnant, and we can't seem to get pregnant. So we were hoping that maybe you could pray for us, and we could get pregnant and have a baby. And the priest said, oh, that's a good thing that you want to have a family. That's really honorable. Okay, well, I will pray for you. In fact, next week, I'm going on sabbatical, and I'm going to Rome, Italy, and I'm going to be meeting with the Pope and all the ministers in Rome, and we'll pray for you when I get there. And the man and his wife were smiling. They were happy. They said, okay, Father, we'll wait to hear what your report is when you get back. And the priest ate the dinner, and then he shook their hands and wished them good luck and their baby efforts, and he went about his business. And the next Monday, he jumped on an airplane, and he flew to Rome, Italy, and he met with the ministers in the Vatican. He met with the cardinals and the bishops, and eventually he met with the Pope. And when he got there, he went into the cathedral, and he went in, and he saw the candles, and he remembered his friends back in the United States that they were trying to have a baby. So he went to the candles, and he lit two of the candles, and he prayed over the candles, and he prayed for the couple to get pregnant so that they could start having a family. And he lit the candle, and then he went about his business talking with the cardinal and the ministers and the Pope. And he spent 3 years in Italy with the Pope, and they were doing all kind of chores for the homeless and the low income and all of the people in Rome that needed the blessings of our Lord and Savior. And then 3 years later, he flew back to the United States, and he thought about the couple that he had prayed for. And as soon as he landed in the United States, he took a ride back to the couple's house, and he knocked on the door, and the wife answered the door, and she was big and bloated and pregnant. And the priest said, well, I came to check to see if our prayer was answered by our Lord and Savior. And I see that you look like you're having a baby, that you're pregnant. And she said, yes, Father, I'm pregnant again. And will you come in? And so the priest walked inside the house, and he noticed that she had four kids, two sets of twins, were running around the house. And she was trying to control them, to tell them to calm down, to go outside and play, to stop running through the house. And the priest said, well, I see you have a family. I see you have four kids already, and it looks like you're pregnant to have another kid. And she said, yes, Father, it looks like I'm going to have another baby. Oh, I hope it's not another set of twins, because I really can't handle another couple of babies right now. And the priest smiled, and he said, well, where's your husband? I'd like to congratulate him on finally getting you pregnant and having a baby, or having a couple of babies. As I see, you have about four kids now. And she said, well, my husband isn't here right now. And the priest said, oh, really? Well, when will he be back? Should I come back later on and check in with him? Because I really like to congratulate him on finally having a family. And she said, well, I don't think he'll be back for a few days, maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks. I don't know. And the priest said, you don't know? Well, where did he go? And she said, well, he got on an airplane and he flew to Rome, Italy. He went to Rome looking for you. And the priest said, he came to Rome looking for me? What was he looking for me for? Well, Father, he wanted to go to Rome to find you, to get you to blow out that damn candle. I'm G-Money, the film comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, now it's time for me to share a story with you. It's Friday, so we're going to get into the story that I recorded for the listening audience. So if you sit back and relax, get something to drink, get some snacks to chew on, and get something to relax your mind as you get to listen to this interesting story that I recorded for the listening audience today. And I'm sure it'll be entertaining. It'll be amusing. It'll be educational. And it will be worthwhile. So listen to the story. And we'll be back for music after the story. Okay, DJ Papa D, can you play the story that I recorded for the listening audience today? And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Side of the bed. Everything went wrong. The clocks were wrong. People were telling me the wrong time. Man, I'm so sorry, Las Vegas. And everybody around the world, I apologize. Big time. I'm really sorry. Because usually I'm ready to go. But today, I was getting my shoes on and I got a call from the studio saying, the show has already started. I was like, oh, no, I'm late. I got to go. So anyway, I'm here today, and I got a story to tell you. I was on the Strip, and I was walking up and down the Casino, and at the Paris, they got the Eiffel Tower out front. So I was walking up and down the Eiffel Tower stairs, and I only could go up the first 50 stairs. Because after the 50th stair, you're on the first level, and you can look out over the Strip, but you got to pay to go further up, just like in Italy or in Paris, France, just like in the real Eiffel Tower. You got to pay to go to the top. So I didn't have enough money to pay to go to the top. So I just went to the first level and looked over Vegas, and it was a nice sight. But I came back down, and I went into the gift shop, and I ran into Gina. And that's Gina from Martin, you know, Martin TV show, Martin Lawrence. Yeah, I ran into Gina, and she was buying a $200 pair of sunglasses. And I said, girl, you must be rich, because I wouldn't pay $200 for no sunglasses. Plus, I break sunglasses. I had a pair of sunglasses I had for 2 months, and I sat down on them and broke them. Man, I was mad, but they only cost me $10. So I was still upset, though, because I thought I looked good in my sunglasses. But, yeah, I talked to Gina, and I said, girl, you're going to buy a $200 pair of sunglasses? And she said, yeah, why not? They look good. And I said, I guess you can put them in that $500 Gucci purse you got. So they'll be well protected. You won't be sitting on them because you won't put them in your pocket. That's for sure. So anyway, what's up with Pam? You know, Pam is Gina's girlfriend on the Martin show. That's her best friend. But I like Pam. Pam got butter on that behind. Boy, she got a big butt. And I said, I like Pam. So I said, I want to talk to Pam. So she said, okay. And she called her on her phone, and she let me talk to her. And I talked to Pam for about 20 minutes. And she was like, so you're in Vegas, huh? I said, yeah, baby, I'm in Vegas. I'm hanging out here on the Strip, and I ran into your girl, Gina. So I'm not doing nothing. I'm just kind of kicking it in Vegas. You know, I'm not a star or nothing like you, but I'm working on getting my stardom. So she said, well, good luck with that. I hope to see you one day. I said, yeah, girl, hopefully you can come see me on the Strip someday. But anyway, right now I'm not doing nothing. I'm just hanging out, looking at the shows, checking out the people, you know, just enjoying the weather, enjoying everybody's attention. And, you know, I'm looking at the girls. And Gina looked good to me today, so I hollered at her. But she let me talk to you. So that made my day. Anyway, I said, all right, Gina, I got to go. Because actually, I had my girlfriend with me. She was in the gift shop looking at cards and different things like that. I forgot I was with her. So I had to go back to my date and take off. So we walked out of the gift shop, and we walked down the street. And I got to the corner getting ready to change, just across the street, to go to the casino on the other side of the street, and the light was red, so I was waiting for the light to change. And this dog walked up. I mean, it was a big dog. I don't know where that dog came from. I think it jumped out the back of somebody's truck. That's what I think, because I remember seeing some dogs in the back of a truck, and I think this dog jumped out the truck and ran over and started, stood next to me. And I looked at him, and he looked at me. And I looked at him, and he looked at me. And I looked at him, and he looked at me. And I couldn't think of nothing else to say. So I said, sit. And he sat down. And I said, well, at least he's well-trained. He's well-behaved. That's a good dog. So I'm standing at the corner, and I'm like, what am I going to do with this dog? I can't take him to the casino with me because they don't allow dogs inside the casino. So I don't know what I'm going to do with him. And if he waits outside the casino when I go in and I come out, he might want to follow me. And I can't take him home because I got dogs in my house. So I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. So I was just standing on the corner waiting for the light to change, and the dog was sitting next to me. He was just sitting. I was like, wow, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do with this dog? I don't know. And then this Mexican man walked up, and he said, that's a beautiful dog. And I said, yes, it is. And he said, does your dog bite? And I said, no, my dogs don't bite. And when the light turned green, we started across the street, and the man tried to pet the dog, and the dog bit him. Wow, took a big plug out of his hand, and his hand was bleeding. He was holding his arm up in the air, and the blood was just running off of his hand. And he said, I thought you said your dog didn't bite. And I said, hey, I'm sorry, senor, but that's not my dog. So we had to call the ambulance for the man. And the man got in the ambulance, and he rode to the emergency room at UMC Hospital. And he sat and waited for the doctors to see him. He had wrapped his hand up so he wasn't bleeding all over the place, but he was sitting in emergency waiting on somebody to come check his hand out, and he was waiting. And, you know, when you go to emergency, you got to wait because they don't have an appointment. They just have wait time. You just sit in the room and wait. So he was sitting in there waiting, and he had his hand all wrapped up, but the hand was getting full of blood. The wrap he had his hand wrapped up in was so full of blood that it was dropping on the floor, and the nurses came out and brought him a towel to wipe the floor and to wrap his hand up with so that he wouldn't drop any blood on the floor. And so he was just sitting and waiting in the emergency room for the doctor to come out. And the doctor came out, sample of his blood, and then took it in and gave it to the lab. And he told him, I'll be back. And the man was like, okay, I'm sitting here bleeding to death, but you're going to make me wait. Okay, all right. So he was waiting. He was sitting, and he was waiting, and he didn't know what was going on. He was just sitting in the waiting room, and they had about 20 people in the room waiting to see the emergency doctor. So he was waiting, and he was waiting, and it wasn't nothing I could do for him, but I went with him just to make sure he would get a medical attention, and hopefully he didn't have to pay a whole lot of money. I found out, though, he had a medical card, so he had insurance that would have paid for his hand to get fixed. And so I was happy about that. But I sat and talked to him for a while he was waiting on the doctor. And we talked, and he told me he was from Mexico, and he was in town visiting for the holidays. He was there with his wife and his kids, but they had gone to the gift shop to get some gifts, get some cards, to send home with pictures of Las Vegas on it. And so that's what he was, that's where he was at when he saw me and the dog. He thought it was my dog. And he came, and he really likes dogs. So he came and he wanted to pet my dog, as it turned out. That dog wasn't very friendly, and it bit him and took a big plug out of his hand, really big plug. And so he was like, he wasn't mad, but he was like, I thought that was your dog. And I said, no, amigo, I'm sorry, but it's not my dog. My dogs are at home, and that's the dogs I thought you were talking about. I thought you were talking about the dogs at my house. But no, this wasn't my dog. I think this dog jumped out of the back of a truck that was coming down the street. Because I remember somebody had like five or six dogs in the back of their pickup truck. And they rode by and the dogs were barking at everybody. So when this dog, I think he jumped out when they got to the light, and he kind of recognized me. I guess I look like somebody he knows or somebody that's his owner or something, because he didn't growl at me. He just walked up and looked at me, and I looked at him, and he looked at me, and I looked at him, and then I couldn't think of nothing to say, so I said, sit. And that's why he was sitting down next to me. He was waiting for the light to change, just like I was waiting for the light to change. It was a crazy situation, and we were waiting for the light together. And then you walked up, and, you know, you were talking about my dog, but that wasn't my dog. But you said that's a nice-looking dog, and I agree with you. He was really nice looking. He was a big dog, too. If you would have stood him on his hind leg and put his front paws on my shoulder, he could have looked me eye to eye. He would have been looking me in my face. He would have been face to face with me. That's how big he was. I think he was a Great Dane. That's what I think. So I was really, you know, it was a nice dog. At least I thought so. I'm sitting in the emergency room at UMC, University Medical Center in Las Vegas, and I'm waiting with the Mexican guy for the doctor to come out and check him out. And we're sitting in there and we're talking. He's telling me about his family and his wife and his kids and all this stuff. They're in Vegas visiting. He likes dogs. So he saw me with the dog that he thought was mine, and he thought he'd come over there and say something to him. And as it happens, my dog isn't real people friendly. He doesn't like Mexicans, I guess. I don't know, because he liked me, but he didn't like the Mexican guy. So he was kind of mean to the Mexican dude. He bit him really bad. So finally the doctor came out and took the man to the back, and he shot him in the hand with some Novocaine to numb his hand. And then he put 7 stitches in his hand. He stitched him up with 7 stitches. Oh, I know that must have hurt. But he closed up that bite, and he stitched his hand up. And then he left the room, and he told the nurse to bandage him up real good and to put a splint on his arm so that he wouldn't have to swing his arm. His arm could hang in the splint, and that way it could relax. And he told him he'd be back in a minute. So we were sitting in the room waiting for the doctor to come back, and the doctor came back and told him, man, I just got the results from the blood test, and your blood says you have rabies. So the dog that bit you must have had rabies. So wait right here, and I'll be back in a minute. And he walked off, and the man looked at me, and I couldn't say nothing. I was like, well, I don't know. I didn't know the dog had rabies. He looked like he had his shots. I think he had a collar on, so he had his dog tags on. So I thought he was a dog that was well taken care of. But I don't know. I was just standing there when the dog walked up. So I don't know. And the man told him that you got rabies. And the man was like, man, am I going to die? Am I going to die? Oh, no. What am I going to do? And I said, I don't think it's that bad. I think he can give you something to fix the rabies. And he waited, and he waited, and he got a little nervous. So he started writing stuff down. And I don't know what he was writing, because he was writing it in Spanish. And he was writing all of this information down on this sheet of paper. And he was writing, and he was writing. So the doctor came back and saw him writing and said, oh, man, don't worry about it. You're not going to die. I'm going to give you a shot of this penicillin, and you should be all right in a few days. This penicillin should knock the rabies right out. So you'll be all right. You didn't need to write your last will and testament. And the man said, oh, no, doctor, I don't write my last will and testament. I'm writing something else. And the doctor looked. He said, oh, you're writing something else? What are you writing? He said, I'm writing a list of names. And the doctor said, you're writing a list of names? And he said, yeah, names of all the people I'm going to bite. And I just fell out laughing. I said, oh, this man is funny. He's real funny. He's going to share it with his friends. I guess that's how they do it in Mexico. They share with their friends. So it was a situation that he laughed about after it was all over. And we got a good laugh. And the doctor finally came and shot him with the penicillin, and the man was, he was still hurting. The bite hurt worse than the stitches did, but the man was okay. So we walked out of the hospital, and I shook his hand and told him I was sorry about what happened, but, you know, that's the way things go. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. But when you're messing with dogs that you don't know, you got to be careful in what you do. So you got to watch yourself. And he learned the hard way that you just can't go up and pet any dog that you see, especially a big dog like that. He was like a Great Dane. It was a big dog. So I was like, man, I wouldn't have tried to pet that big dog, not me. And I got dogs at my house. I don't messing around with big dogs like that. That's just the wrong way to go. Nope, Don't do it. Stay away. So I'm telling anybody that's listening to this story, make sure you know the dogs that you're playing with, because they could have an attitude, and you reach down and put your arm in harm's way, and the dogs will bite you, because they got teeth. So you know they can bite, and depending on how they feel or what kind of attitude they have, whether you'll get bit or not, that's the truth. And I've witnessed, bear witness to the fact that the man, he must have had the wrong cologne on or something. I don't know. Because the dog wasn't growling at me. He didn't bite me. But I wasn't trying to pet him either. So I was smarter than that. I didn't try to pet that dog at all. I said, enough is enough. It was a beautiful dog, though. He really was beautiful. And he looked like he was well-trained, well-disciplined. So, you know, he could sit on command. So that was a good dog. He kind of reminded me of some of the dogs I had. Well, they just want to play, and they bite, but they don't mean it. They don't bite you hard, but that dog bit him hard. Pulled a plug out of his hand. He had to have 7 stitches. Wow. I mean, that's a little much. But, you know, that's one of those things that happen. When you come to Vegas, they say what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas. Yeah, well, that's one of those situations that happened in Vegas. And hopefully the bad feelings that he got will stay in Vegas. Hopefully he'll go and he'll have some fun at the casino. He'll go out to the pool and look at some beautiful girls. Or he'll go in the casino and put a quarter in and win a bunch of money. It will be good. It will be all right. Being in Vegas has been a ball. I wanted to tell you, all around the world, since I've been in Vegas, I've run into Flavor Flav in the casino. I've run into Gina from Martin Lawrence Show in the gift shop outside on the Strip. In Las Vegas, on Las Vegas Boulevard, on the Strip, inside the Mandalay Bay, I ran into Snoop Dogg with his bodyguard, Sano, looking like a soldier, walking with 4 of his bodyguards, 2 in the front and 2 in the back, and he was in the middle. Walking through the casino. He wasn't even talking to nobody, and I know Snoop. And I said, what's up, Snoop Dogg? And he didn't even acknowledge me. He just kept walking. I said, oh, it's like that, huh? I said, this is G-Money, man. I'm the one that was going to marry your auntie. What's happening? But he didn't recognize me. He just kept walking. I said, oh, okay, well, I guess that's the way it is when you're a star. You just kind of don't want everybody running up to you. So, you know, you got to do what you do. But anyway, yeah, I've seen Mayweather, the boxer. I've seen him on the Strip hanging out, wearing his
diamonds and gold bracelets and chains. Yeah, he wasn't trying to ball, though. He didn't have a whole lot of jewelry on, like I thought he would, but he didn't. And who else have I seen since I've been here in Vegas? I saw, well, it was before I moved to Vegas. I saw LL Cool J, and I saw a fat guy. What's the fat guy's name? He's a rapper. Heavy D. Yeah, I saw Heavy D. And they were going to the boxing match. I went to watch Mayweather fight, and they were at the boxing match going in. So I saw them. And, of course, I saw the promoter, Don King. Yeah, I've seen Don King a couple of times hanging out in the strip. But he was in the boxing arena, you know. I saw him walking through the casino before the fight. And then I saw him after the fight. He went to the after party, and I saw him at the after party. And that was okay. So I see a lot of celebrities here in Vegas. And pretty soon I'm going to see a lot more, because I performed for Aretha Franklin, and I performed for Gladys Knight, and I performed for Snoop Dogg. So I'm looking forward to seeing a lot more artists. Oh, I saw Eddie Murphy when I did the breast cancer awareness, and I saw Cat Williams, and of course I saw Snoop. Who else did I see? We saw a lot of people. So I'm getting seen by the people in the city, at the concerts, at the places of entertainment value. And that's all good. I'm going to be a star one day, and everybody will come and see G-Money. Because I'll be the entertainment promoter of the year in Las Vegas. But I'm also going to be the pimp comic, because I'm funny, funny, and I tell all the jokes. So it's all good.
Hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
We were doing a fundraiser at the Playboy Club in South Las Vegas on the strip. They had Eddie Murphy, Snoop Dogg, Cat Williams, and then I closed the show. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I walked around, and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. Come on now. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. Come on now. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Come on now. Ain't nobody run you down.
down after you did stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club? Come on, man. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on, man. I'm G Money. The best guy. I can put it down, girl. I walked by Snoop Dogg, and I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're married, and you got four kids, and your wife would kick your butt if she found you messing around with all these playmates. Come on, now. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on, now. I'm G Money, the best guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I ran into Cat Williams, and he had about 10 or 15 playmates, and I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're too short to be a pimp. They got women that have breasts bigger than ears. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The best guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G Money. Come on now. You want to see what a real pimp? You want to be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. I'm G Money. Pimp now. I'm 6'1", 220 pounds a man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. I can take you there. Oh, yeah. I can do it like that. And when I walked out with five playmates. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got me. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. You wanna see what a real pimp? You wanna be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. Come on now. I'm G Money. I sound good. I look good. I'm 6'1". Come on now. 220 pounds a man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. Oh yeah, I can do it like that. You need to check me out. You know, you need to come with G Money if I can take you there. And I'm the playboy extraordinaire. I can put it down, girl. Come on, man. And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up. put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks, so follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, it's in Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and hear the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show. And everybody, welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I guess the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for us to shut it down. Because I got places to go and people to see, don't you know? So, we want to acknowledge all the birthdays in the month of October. Now, Wednesday, my baby brother, DJ Big Nasty, celebrated his 50th birthday. And I hollered at him for his birthday. And he went out to dinner with a lady friend of his. So I know he had a good time. So I want to holler at all the other people that are celebrating their birthday today. October 7th, 2022. All right, DJ Papa D. Do we have any birthday wishes that we can recognize today and we can give them their shout-out and their props for celebrating their birthday with us on their radio, on my radio show?
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for October 7th, 2022. Happy birthday to Melissa Gant, who's 55 years young, looking like she's 25. Happy birthday to Michelle Williams, wearing her blue and white. Happy birthday to Marquita Lilly. Happy birthday to LaVon Madal, 47 years young. Happy birthday to Jay Brandy Presley, looking like a youngster up in here. Happy birthday to Christopher Sugg, 49 years young. Happy birthday to Martha Riley, 50 years young. Happy birthday to LaSonia Williamson. Happy birthday to Essex Michelle. Happy birthday to Richarda J. Coleman. Looking like she's wearing her blue and gold. And Richarda is 46 years old today. Happy birthday to Angela Michelle Knox. Happy birthday to, he's having a happy birthday fundraiser for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Happy birthday to Robert Brown, 75 years young today. Happy birthday, Allison Spencer. Happy birthday to Cicely Breeland in her glory life. Happy birthday to Duanetta Baker in her blue and white. And she's having a birthday fundraiser for the Alzheimer's Association. Happy birthday to Ronnie Tucker, who's 41 years young today. Happy birthday to Glenn Allen, who's 38 years young today. Glenn is having a birthday fundraiser for the American Cancer Society. And last but not least, one of your frats, Mr. Tyrone West, celebrating his birthday, all of wearing his blue and white. And that's it for birthdays on October 7th, 2022.
Well, all right. Well, happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating your birthday today on September 7th, October 7th. 2022, and I know you guys go in the glory of God and be blessed by the Holy Spirit and be blessed by Lord God himself for your livelihood and your extensions in life in this world we live in. And we ask that you live in the glory of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, I want to wish you happy birthday to all of you for the last day of the week. And I want to say it's been a pleasure being your host on this radio show. It's been exciting. It's been dramatic. And it's been entertaining for everybody that's listened to the show. So I want you to remember me when you hear me live in concert. When you hear G-Money, the Pimp Comic, is live on stage in Las Vegas, I want you to remember and tell all your friends, and you guys buy all the tickets, and so I can sell out, because that's my goal, to entertain the world. All right, well, I'm going to sing happy birthday to you, because I have a birthday wish I want to wish everybody with. So happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May you have graciousness, good Lord, in a quarter. May the Lord bless you every day from now until the day after day. 'Cause good day today and a better day tomorrow. I wish you the grace and blessings of our Lord and Savior as you're celebrating your birthdays, and may your family and friends treat you with the utmost respect and love and kindness in this world today. May you be blessed eternally. And on that note, I want to say, let us pray. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money. Because I've read in the Bible, it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation. Because only God can
stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.